It is Mind Food Radio. It's time to talk the September edition. And of course, we can't do that without Mr. Michael McHugh, Editor-in-Chief. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, but probably not quite as excited as you. What a coup on your cover.
I know, Helen Clark. It's, I know, we're absolutely thrilled. This isn't the first time we've interviewed her, you know, obviously while she lives in New York, but it's certainly the first time we've covered with her. And I think the timing is so perfect as she tries for that new role in the UN, and it's a wonderful interview. We interviewed her in New York in her office there, and she tells us lots of stuff. Actually, I never knew about her, like quirky things. Like I didn't know her favorite cuisine was Indian cuisine, and how she, when she comes back to New Zealand, she gets in and she cooks lots of meals and sort of freezes them for her dad. You know, it's kind of interesting when you read that sort of detail around someone with such a high profile like Helen Clark. She just seems just so very sort of ordinary.
Well, she's a lovely lady, really lovely lady.
Yeah, and what she's achieved is just extraordinary, you know, to be the first woman in that role in a Kiwi. So, you know, we're all very proud of her here in Mind Food, and it's a wonderful interview she's given us. We photographed her in the New Zealand Ambassador's residence in New York. So, no, we're really proud of it. It's come together really well.
Something that people may not know about Helen Clark, when you're actually up close with her, her eyes are incredible.
Yes, you're dead right. They're very, very blue.
Yeah.
And she's got fantastic skin.
Yes, she has.
She's really sort of looked after her skin. So, no, it's a fascinating interview. She really sort of, I don't know, she just shares so many different things. And I think is, you know, where we sit in the world, you know, her view on things and what she sort of thinks. And it's just sort of setting a global agenda, really, but, you know, having an impact from a small country like ours.
Well, it's quite a nice segue into the fact that it is a Made in New Zealand special issue. So, obviously, Helen's made in New Zealand. And what sort of other things are we looking at, Michael?
Well, we've chosen a whole range of different people, you know, from the world of sport and fashion and research and education. And there's a guy there who specialises in robots and a woman who's passionate about wine and health and agriculture. It's all there. And you know, I love these sort of issues. These are the ones that I think we do very, very well, finding really passionate Kiwis, you know, pulling together and coming up with an idea and really taking it to the world. It's just a really nice portfolio. And, of course, we've also got the spar issue.
Perfect timing.
exactly at this time of day. And it's actually, we've gone with that angle of, you know, even pampering yourself at home. You know, if you haven't got time or in, you know, a spa near you, you can sort of lots of ideas to rejuvenate and relax, you know, at home. So, you know, it's jam-packed. It's a really great issue.
Awesome. Now, the other thing that we'll just touch briefly on, there's a new theatre company in Auckland, speaking of passion, and you cover that as well?
We do. The Auckland Theatre Company, that's being built at the moment right down on the waterfront, and I went through it about 2 months ago, and it's really an extraordinary building. I think once it's finished and you see the art go into space, it's even going to be better. So I went back at about a month ago, and it's amazing how quickly it's really moved on. But we photographed six different key people that have helped bring that to New Zealand, and we interviewed them and sort of the stories that they've told in terms of bringing a major theatre to Auckland, which is just interesting because I think, you know, we need more culture. You know, we're so strong in sport and we're so passionate about that. I think we've really got to, you know, bring that culture part of our community to life. So it's so exciting to see a brand new building like that, you know, spring up.
Brilliant. Now, I'm also going to be having a chat to Michelle, the food editor, and Emily, our Dr. Emily, about It's a Wonder-Filled Life. Again, another knockout edition, and congratulations on getting Helen on the cover.
I know, and actually, do you know in our beauty section, I should just add, the guy who actually has created Adele's hair and look, you know, her whole sort of makeup and all that, is a Kiwi.
Is he?
And and he travels with her globally, you know, for all her shows and everything. So we tracked him down. It took us months to get this interview. And so Michael Ashton, that's a really nice interview. So he tells us really what it's like, you know, in terms of travelling with her, but also all the tricks and tips. If you want to get that, you know, flick of the eye that Adele does, all that beautiful hair, it's all there in Mind Food.
Wow, who'd love to have imagine having someone travel with you. You'd look amazing all the time. You must have someone, Michael.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, I'm eating all the time. I can tell you that.
Hey, look, no, I'm really looking forward to the September edition of Mind Food magazine. It's another cracker. Michael McHugh, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mickey. Have a great day.